From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Up at Infowars.com was Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death. The video where I break it down, WorldNet Daily has got the headline, Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death? Question mark is what the police are saying. They're saying he was poisoned. Man, I tell you, people are like, Alex, why are you still alive? Because of your prayers? Also, I'm a talk show host. It's not like I'm a coroner who could say, hey, they're covering this up. They really killed him. But, I mean, I saw him kill Gary Webb. Pulitzer Prize winner had his new book coming out, totally going to prove that government was shipping in even more drugs. It had already been admitted. And I talked to him a couple months before they killed him, and I was like, can I get you on? He goes, hey, are you good at websites? I'd like to send you a disc of all my material and post it on a website. I never got around to it, but he ended up having somebody else do it before he got killed. And it was just a bunch of news articles and research and things. And then hours after he's killed, the media's like, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. And it was a suicide note. Meanwhile, I talked to his neighbors. People have been breaking in his house. He said he'd been threatened. He told me that. He told friends that I've had on the show. So if anybody shoots me twice in the head, I was killed. Let's go to a phone call or two, and we'll come back and go to more calls. And then I'm going to get into the latest on CISPA, a bunch of economic news, and some eugenics news. There's a lot of news here. But right now, let's go to Richard in Texas. You're on the air. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? I'm glad I caught you on this Sunday. I just got a question I want you to answer for me. Have you noticed all these so-called security guards on these college campuses pulling cars over? Do they got the right to do that? They're security guards. They're not PDs.
I don't believe they should be doing that, but if they have signs posted, see, they have a citizen's arrest power just like police do. And so technically I think they can pull you over and then hold you. And, of course, a lot of them are now packing heat and tasers and things. And it's just the new economy is police and security guards and TSA type stuff. What have you been witnessing?
I've been witnessing pulling people over on the side of the road they're not even on. And I ain't on a campus, you know, pulling over and going through the cars, searching and everything, stuff like
Sir,
that.
Sir, I mean, I was out in Montana. And they had foreigners in fake police cars pulling people over. And everybody just bowed down to them. It was on national news. So, yeah, it's called just lawlessness. I mean, look, when the feds come to your town with the TSA out of their jurisdiction, it's just as illegal as some security guard. Police all over the place now are forcing their way in houses without warrants. I mean, the government is engaging in premeditated, precedent-setting events to basically, for lack of a better term, defecate all over the Bill of Rights and Constitution to set a precedent. They're like beetles or something, just digging into everything.
Well, let me ask you this now. To get 100% real, so what would you recommend somebody do? Go to the local PD station and ask them, do these security guards have the right to pull you
over? Number one, you have to look. Is it the University of Texas or where are you?
This is a local university down here in Skeen, TLU, Texas Lutheran.
I don't believe they do, but don't go off my advice. You have to look at the specific area. But I would just go in and file a complaint. And I would go into the dean's office, and I would look at the law, and I would do your own research. And
same thing they've been doing, I noticed, too.
You should shoot video of this and put it on YouTube and make a big issue out of it.
You know, I'm like you, but I'm a little bit more extreme than you are. I don't believe in computers, man, because I don't want to do something that's super language and people tracking me any way they can. So I don't.
Well, no, it is all designed to track us, but it, we're already in such desperate straits. We've got to use it against them inside the matrix-like grid. But listen, I appreciate your call. I'll have to look into that. But when a security guard stops you at a store, it's a citizen's arrest. I mean, if I catch somebody walking out of my neighbor's house with a safe in their arms, I've got a right to stop them. The police only arrest under citizens' arrest power. They're just specially trained and then delegated by the city under the state charter. They're just trying to train you. You don't have a right to defend yourself, so they have a monopoly of force.
This is Alex Jones.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, it is hour number two. Todd, Bob, Richard, Gene, Will, Jamie, Sal, Henry, Barry, JT. You can pretty much guarantee, unless I have a heart attack and fall down dead like Breitbart, and then my coroner falls down and dies of being poisoned, as the LA Times and World Net Daily are reporting, that I will get to your phone call. So barring that I'm Breitbarted or Arkansided, you know, Bill Clinton, I didn't have sex with that woman. You know, he had a medical examiner that you could be shot 26 times and have your arms and legs cut off and be found in a trash dump with your burning car. And Fami Malek in Arkansas, he'd say it was suicide. So, and yes, we just joined us, Breitbart. They are reporting. The police are saying he was poisoned to death, and they're investigating who killed him or if it was accidental poisoning to death. So, boy, we won't get that final report now. Breitbart says, I got something that will destroy the president. Drops dead hours before. 3 weeks later, they put out some milquetoast video that wasn't what he said he would do. And we're not supposed to question that, though. Oh, well, government's involved. There's no way anything's happening. Anybody knows governments never do anything wrong. I mean, our founding fathers said they're deadly dangerous and don't trust them. And history shows government's the biggest unnatural killer. 222 million people government killed in the 20th century, non-military related. That's lining up men, women, and children and shooting them and stuff. 262 million. But don't you question them. Don't you be a conspiracy theorist, because government loves you. So your phone calls are coming up. We're supposed to just believe that on the one-year anniversary, a known liar, Obama, who said he wouldn't sign the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans and then did sign it, and then it turned out lobbied for it and demanded the secret arrest provisions be in there. He says he won't sign CISPA. That's to kill opposition, so people will let it pass the Senate. It's passed the House. I mean, all the top lawyers, internet experts say, oh, it ends the Fourth Amendment. It ends freedom on the web and internet IDs, total control, everything else. But you know what? Obama says he'll veto it. That means he'll sign it. All he does is lie. I've never seen – he makes Bill Clinton look truthful, literally. And as bad as Bush was, I mean, I thought nothing could be that bad. Oh, it's far worse. And he's just a puppet. It means the elite have nothing but disdain for you. Again, the attorney general is on the verge of contempt charges by Congress on Fast and Furious for lying. Yeah, it's drugs and hand grenades, not just guns. And that's in real papers. It's in Chicago Tribune. It's in El Paso Times. It was broken in Infowars.com in February of 2011. One of our listeners said, have you noticed this in the Chicago federal court filings and in the Texas court filings that the federal government is admitting? Because we had listeners searching around in the Chicago filings on the white supremacist leader, Hal Turner, who was always attacking me. It turned out he was a Fed. It had come out in federal court that he was a high-level national security asset of the FBI trying to cause a race war You know, they got that on the white side, too, not just the new Black Panther Party that came out being run by the Justice Department. That came out 2 weeks ago. They had them out saying kill Whitey and all that. They want to get a race war going. They want to create a crisis, like shipping. Now we learn 20-plus thousand guns into Mexico and hand grenades, trying to get a total war down there to then blame the Second Amendment. And they don't care that they got caught. They went ahead and just blamed it anyways. But I do get a little ray of sunshine, a little ray of hope, when they are talking about contempt citation against Eric Holder, who, by the way, is a very dangerous person. I mean, I don't enjoy getting up here and having to confront this guy. He was the deputy attorney general, and the federal lawsuits have brought out documents where he was, quote, running the cover-up of Oklahoma City. You know, it's his emails going, this is a D-Day situation. Get down there and cover this up. Cover what up, bud? Cover what up? I mean, I know who you are. Believe me, I don't think, sometimes, you know, the feds will threaten us or, and they'll say, you know, we do this and that, or we, and I'm like, what, you don't think I don't know? I'm like, yeah, but we're killers. Aren't you scared? I mean, somebody's got to stand up to you. Okay, so there is that piece of news. So I thought I'd get to this because these known liars are now coming out and telling us that they killed bin Laden, and they've changed the whole story over and over again. I've already gone over that. And their whole new election campaign, and I'm not even saying I like Mitt Romney. The point is, this is ridiculous. Now, remember back in 2008, ABC News was reporting on this. Flashback, Obama campaign accused Clinton of using bin Laden to score political points in 08, saying he was dead and they killed him in a drone attack. All the experts said he was dead. Oh, but no, they got his body, but you can't see it. And the Navy SEALs that went and got him, they're dead. Their helicopter blew up. But again, don't question that. Or Breitbart's coroner dropping dead of poisoning. It's no big deal. Everything's fine. DC Madam's on my show. She goes, I've got names of all these top officials. I'm not going to prison. And I said, you better release them right now. You're dead. Then I talked to her apartment manager she'd known for years. He said, yeah, no, they were following her. They were threatening to kill her. She's trying to get the documents to her mom. They killed her. You know, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a game. Let me play this disgusting clip, and then we'll go to your phone calls. This is the new ad called One Chance that they're running with all the big Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan banker bailout money they took from your taxes. Yeah, that's where your tax money goes. That's why they're all lobbying to raise your taxes. And they're telling you the war on terror is over. I've got that in the New York Times today. But it's expanding. TSA is on the street now, and you don't have any rights, but Al-Qaeda is not a threat. Because Al-Qaeda works for the bankers that took the country over. No, now the whole Homeland Security apparatus is for you. Remember all the TV ads where they show nothing but white terrorists now and minorities reporting them? They're now rebranding it to the guy in the John Deere ad. Literally. Most of these videos Homeland Security puts out is a guy in a John Deere hat. Oh my gosh, don't trust him. They're everywhere. I mean, it's how obvious does it have to get? They staged Gulf of Tonkin. They had Operation Northwoods. They've done all these fake terror attacks, and you're going to just roll over and believe it. No, you aren't. But who do they dredge up to do a national TV ad running everywhere but Bill Clinton?
I got to tell you, he is a real hero. Obama is. That it? Oh, yeah. But
Mitt Romney was scared to get bin Laden. Only that tough guy, the guy that makes the tough decisions. A teleprompter reading globalist. I mean, Obama is nobody. So is Bill Clinton. And they dredge up this known,
I did not have sex with that woman. How dare you? How dare you? Yeah, a lot of people died in Arkansas. Hundreds. My brother could snort cocaine like a vacuum cleaner, Roger said. All the drugs getting flown into MENA. These are good people. They wouldn't lie. They wouldn't stage the death of bin Laden. They wouldn't ship guns into Mexico. They wouldn't bomb Oklahoma City.
Let's go to this new national TV ad. Here it is.
Oh, the commander-in-chief, it reads, gets one chance to make the right decision.
Right. The president is the decider-in-chief.
Oh.
Nobody can make that decision for you.
He did it.
Look, he knew what would happen. Suppose the Navy SEALs had gone in there and it hadn't been bin Laden. Suppose they'd been captured or killed.
Really, all we had to do was blow the helicopter up.
It would have been horrible for him.
Oh, but we just blew up their helicopter.
I cannot in good conscience do nothing. He
Hit pause.
Harder.
It's real simple. They go in. They think they grab Bin Laden. They bring him out. You blow the helicopter up when they get on board. You can't fail on this mission. We'll just say it's a drone. There's nothing these idiots won't buy. Bill Clinton never lies. Obama.
Obama. Obama. Obama. Obama. My mama. Give me free health care.
And the government's like, oh, we got shots for you. We got some fluoride water for you, too. The government loves you so much. All right, I promise we're going to come back and finish Bill Clinton lying to you.
He's an incredible president, the daring of this man. How he went in against Al-Qaeda, it's just so beautiful. And it is true. The buck really does stop with the president.
That's another lie. Total puppets of the New World Order. Total puppets of the National Security Council on record.
But it doesn't matter. I'm Bill Clinton. And you know, suckers, to listen to me. You know, suckers, you're going to buy whatever I tell you, schmucks.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
No. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Believe me, my name's Bill Clinton. The Easter Bunny's real. Santa Claus is real. And the president daringly had the Easter Bunny who attacked us on 9/11. He took him out with the Navy SEALs. The Navy SEALs helicopter blew up, and then the others that survived, they blew up too, but never mind that. And never mind Breitbart. Never mind his coroner dying, being poisoned. The police say he was killed with poison. That's no big deal either. After all, I'm your president, Bill Clinton.
All right, I got to go to your calls, but let me finish up with a ridiculous... I thought I was going to get a free house and free car and free health care. Remember his idiot followers in the election? Not that McCain was any better. It's all like a Don King fight. They own both of them. You can't lose. You're Don King or the Mafia. And they're going, thank you, President, when he was president-elect. I can't wait to get my free car and house. And Obama's going, you're going to get it. And now they're back saying they're going to get free goodies. And he killed Bin Laden. Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger and Conan the Destroyer, was it Conan the Barbarian? He fights that big one-horned monster and rips it off. It's real. Arnold Schwarzenegger really lived 6,000 years ago in the Iberian Age and really killed a 70-foot goblin sloth. And I saw it on television. I mean, it's all real. I mean, I believe all of it. Let's finish up with Bill Clinton, who in the dictionary next to the word liar, they have his picture. I mean, telling us what a hero Obama is. The guy that makes jokes about nobody can find his real birth certificate, and he hides all his college records and high school records, and admittedly had all these other fake names, but it's supposed to be cutesy and funny. Let's go ahead and go back to Bill Clinton, the fountain of truth. Here it is.
He took the harder and the more honorable path.
To find the Easter Bunny.
The one that produced, in my opinion, the best result.
He killed Santa Claus.
Which path would Mitt Romney have taken? Mitt Romney criticized Barack Obama for vowing to strike al-Qaeda targets inside Pakistan if necessary. Reuters.
It's not worth moving heaven and earth, spending billions of dollars just trying to catch one person. He was referring to the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. What did he mean by that?
Hit pause right there. A little. That was the old talking point, back when Bush would say dead or alive, and if 5 years later they're like, where is bin Laden? He goes, I don't care. I'm not really worried about it. Remember that quote? Because back then, the Democrats were threatening to release the info. Madeleine Albright, look it up if you're a journalist out there. I've got articles up at InfoWars.com that have links to it. There's one called The 10 Facts That Prove Bin Laden's Fable is a Contrived Hoax at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Front page with video analysis that I added today with the links to Walter Cronkite, Madeleine Albright. Shane, don't roll him out. We know you've got him or we'll expose it. So they waited until they had it and rolled out the lie. All right, I'm digressing. Just finish up with it. It's so ridiculous.
He was referring to the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. What did he mean by that? Because it's generated a little controversy, given Osama bin Laden's role in killing, 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
And coming down the chimney? Oh, look at him looking out the window.
Decide. And that's what you hire a president to do. You hire the president to make the calls when no one else can do it.
Like Ron Bown, the Treasury Secretary who got shot in the head? Well, you mean like him? Oh, and it's the truth team. Wait, now he's not changed. He's the truther. He'll give you the truth. I mean, Obama never lies. Man, wouldn't hire any lobbyists, hired nothing but lobbyists. Would have the most open administration ever, the most closed. Wouldn't have signing statements, the most signing statements. Wouldn't use executive power. He now said last week, I can't wait to get reelected. I'll do whatever I want with executive order, ignore Congress. Let me keep going with some lies here. Go to your calls. I mean, I don't want that NDAA. Turns out he demanded the bad parts and then said he wouldn't sign it, and I said he would sign it. I mean, Beelzebub lies like this. I mean, only liar better would be the devil in hell. And maybe that's what the Obama administration is. Maybe all these preachers freaking out are right. Maybe he is like, his whole administration is like some pus-filled boil on Satan's rump or something. You know what? It's just got to end sometime. Okay, let's start going. Todd, Bob, Gene, Will, Jamie, Sal, Henry, Barry. Toll free number to join us, 877-789-2539. Now we'll take your calls. Todd in Tejas, you're on the air.
Hey, my man. Good to talk to you. As I'm listening to you, I just had an idea, and it's this. It's an illustration. Looking over Obama's shoulder as he's writing a list, and it has Obama, I did the same thing he did. It has Osama X'd out, and underneath it, it says, the list goes on to Darth Vader, Voldemort, Emperor Palpatine, as these mythical bad men are X'd out.
His family got over $5 billion in the 2 years after to build U.S. military bases. They own the biggest construction company in the Middle East. His family's best friends with the Bushes. When air traffic was grounded for 3 days after 9/11, only bin Ladens were allowed to fly in and out of the country. That's on record. It's all staged. Guess where George Herbert Walker Bush was on the morning of 9/11 in D.C.? Yes. You want to hear? London Guardian Associated Press having breakfast with the head of the bin Laden family. I'm sorry, it's just too rich. Guess who ran security in the World Trade Centers and whose contract was up September 10th, so he had no liability? Yes.
That's right. Anyway, so
Yes. Marvin Bush. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, we'll bring you to the next point. Is an idea for a T-shirt. I mean, this would be great because I don't see a whole lot of paradigm shifting T-shirts which addresses both sides of the paradigm.
What? Something like Obama killed the Keebler elves or something? I mean, that's as real as
this. Check this out. It would be Obama Bush 2013. But as you get closer, underneath the Obama Bush, it would say cellmates.
Oh my gosh, that's pure genius! I want to give that to the. Can I have that idea?
Hey, man, that's yours. Merry Christmas.
That's pure genius. Because I'm thinking about a new shirt with Romney and Obama. People don't get that with both their heads together. So, right. Yeah, something like Obama Bush 2013 and under it, cellmates. Pure genius. Pure genius. Yeah, pure genius. Oh, my gosh.
You make it, I'll buy it. You make it, I'll buy it, man. So, anyway, that's my gift to you, late birthday present. Anyway, man, I'm going to go. I love you. God bless you and your whole family.
God bless you, my friend. Great points, Todd. Bob in Michigan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Listen, I'm a grandfather, father of a grandson who you saved his life. You took him out of autistic hell, and I would like to thank you personally, and I'm going to try to do this.
What would you do? Hear the medical doctors that know how to detox people?
2.5 years ago, I stumbled onto you because if a young man had the courage enough to talk to me and tell me that about someone named Alex Jones, that young man, Tate Dobbs out there, changed my life, saved my grandson's life. I'm saying this because I'm trying to impress upon people, get off your big butts.
Well, that's the thing. You know, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. We've got to go to break. And I'm going to get to everybody. We got two big segments left. And I'll take another calls. That's the thing. InfoWars saves lives. I've been seeing that now, literally spray painted on highway overpasses. And I didn't develop that term myself. I'm risking my life. Understand that. I get death threats, you name it. But I'm not doing that because I'm a hero. We've got to defeat this tyranny to have a future. And there's people's lives we can save. They know how to reverse most autism. They won't tell you. We'll come right back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes I wake up late at night, 3-4 in the morning, and I ask myself, why are you doing this? You know the world's always been corrupt. You know it's getting more corrupt. Why are you sticking your neck out? A little voice in my head says, back off a little. Don't be so hardcore. Don't go on the air and call the Attorney General a murderer and then go over the evidence. Don't have cops on saying the FBI threatened to kill them in Oklahoma City if they talked about the bombs. You know they killed cops and people. You need to, you know you've been threatened. They've threatened to kill you and your family. You need to back off. And then my overall spirit says, no, because we've got to stand against these people. They're going to wreck all of society. My children have no future, and no one's children have a future unless I get all in against this enemy. Because once you give in to fear of what your neighbors think, I mean, imagine the general public, how cowardly they are. They won't even talk about politics or issues because they just want to seem, hey, sports, yeah, how about the weather? Oh, I saw you mowed your lawn, Bob. And that's why our society's falling apart. And so I know how real the New World Order is. You know, I've been offered the jobs. I was offered Glenn Beck's job before Glenn Beck existed in media, in his current incarnation. I was told, you'll be the big TV guy with the books, you'll be the new Rush Limbaugh. And I said, oh, you tell that to all the girls. They're like, no. And this was in three different groups over the years. Well, it was four total. But the point is, it's always the same. You're going nowhere on this crusade, or you can be a star. Well, let me tell you something. I am now known worldwide. I can go to any country and people, hey, Alex Jones, all over the place. I can hardly buy myself dinner in Austin, Texas. I can't walk my dog down the street without car stopping. And that is not, ooh, I'm a celebrity. It's, wow, we really have reached a lot of people. And then it's like, wow, I've got a big responsibility to do a good job. But when I think about the fact that they know the vaccines are causing an autoimmune response and causing gut fauna problems, I've had all these top scientists on, that they know it's causing chronic brain damage. When I know that they know full well the sodium fluoride is causing massive brain damage and bone cancer and IQ reduction in all their own government documents, and then I find out it's a plan and the White House science czar brags about it and wrote books on it in the 70s, and I've got Scientific American basically calling for it right here. Royal Society calls for redistribution of wealth and more birth control to save planet. It's just an excuse to grab power. They don't care about the planet. Then I just think, you know what? It's that old human instinct for the men to defend against evil. And so I'm doing what you're supposed to do. That's why I'm fulfilled. And I'm not worried. I'm not really looking forward if they kill me or set me up or put me in a dungeon. But somebody's got to fight these people. When you get a nation of cowards, a nation of sheep, they'll be ruled by a nation of wolves. Now, I got to get to the calls. To Bob in Michigan, Gene, Will, Jamie, Sal, Henry, Barry, Michigan Truth, that'll be it for calls, but let's start going now. Bob, briefly in a minute or two, tell folks what happened with your grandson, what you heard, what you discovered, what you were able to do. Go ahead.
Let me impress upon you folks out there the timetable. 2.5 years ago, I stumbled upon your radio program. 2.5 years ago, my daughter was having a baby. I ran to her and I said, I just heard something. Let's be careful. She managed to say no to the Hep virus. Well, when he was 1 day old, she managed to say no to the 3 months of wellness visit. What a joke. At the 7 months, my son-in-law, bless his heart, took him because he didn't know.
It's time to get your IQ reduction. Most children just get an IQ reduction. Some will be, they're now saying, a lot of you are going to have seizures now. This is part of the new freedom. Billy may not talk again, but it's healthy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She came home. The baby at 7 months was crying because of the inflammation in his gut and brain. The next morning, he woke up in convulsions. And from that moment on, we lost him. We lost the soul in his eyes. And this is happening 1 out of every 58 children. If this rate continues, in 4 years, it'll be 1 out of 10.
But that's the blessing, though. No. It was in the Associated Press 2 weeks ago. They said, you're supposed to have a convulsion now. Go get the shot. They're going to have little convulsion centers at the schools, and we'll all have convulsions together. And the diabetes, the neurological disorders, 10,000+% increase in pediatric cancer. It's the blessing of the love of the eugenics. And we have all the documents they're doing on purpose, the cancer viruses they add. But instead of me, you know, getting off into a rant about that, from 1 in 25,300 to 1 in 58 now, and as you said, in 4 to 5 years it'll be 1 out of 10, and then a few years later 1 out of 2, and then, I mean, this is a gift you're being given, though, by the loving government that openly says they want to kill you. But you're saying you were able to reverse some of this, or did I misunderstand you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thanks to you, I went to Ken Penny's website. From Ken Penny, I went to
medical doctor Sherry Ten Penny. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, and then it took me to Operation and Rescue to Jenny McCarthy's thing, and I found out that this could be taken care of.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've had the gut inflammation because of the viruses and stuff growing in there, you know, for 5-6 years. They're going to be way behind. But, yeah, there are a lot of things they can detox them, exercising them. I'm not going to give the stuff that doctors have said this to me. The infrared treatments, the sweating, the getting it out, the probiotics, no television, all of that, you can get them back. And it's really freaking the system out that the body's so resilient that we're able to stop this. Of course, you know the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who are open to eugenics, you know they're the heaviest investors now in gut flora infection studies. They're going to give you the cure, though. Give you the disease. Did you hear in India alone, this is mainstream news, guys, pull it up, 46,000 plus children last year alone were given paralysis, polio by the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. How's that sound for you in India? Polio is already gone. Sir, they line them up. You might as well line them up and machine gun them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Drop your football, drop your baseball, drop your Stanley Cup, drop your World Series, drop all that nonsense.
They're not going to do it. Most of them out there, their new listeners, their kids' brain damage, they'll thank the government and go watch TV.
Well, thank you for recovering my grandson. I appreciate it. He's alive, but he still can't speak. He lost his speaking ability at 7 months.
But you were able to reverse a lot of that? How much was reversed?
He can't get a syllable out of his voice.
How much was reversed, though?
We have him all the way, his speech. He can't speak yet. It shut him down. And he has a 50% chance of never speaking again.
But see, here's the plan, and God bless you. You notice now all the news has said it's very reasonable to kill babies up to 3. They plan to brain damage your kid and then say euthanize them. And that's the eugenics plan. Look it up. People are like, you got to be kidding. Folks, it's real, okay? Government killed 262 mil last century. That was just a warm-up. Let's go to Gene in Texas. Gene, what'd you think of that call?
Well, that was pretty awesome that guy had a remedy for that. But, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord's going to lift up a standard against him. You know, and that's what this is all about, getting this information out. And also, the heathen, they imagine a vain thing. You know, I mean, why do the heathen rage and the kings of the earth, they imagine a vain thing? Read that, Psalms chapter 2. That speaks to our day.
No, I was just reading that yesterday. Somebody posted it in the message forum.
Yeah, that's an awesome prophecy. The Psalms is very prophetic.
Anyway, no, I mean, elites throughout history are totally insane on power trips. Yeah. I mean, every ancient society would demand firstborn sons to be sacrificed. Every culture. Well, now they just sacrifice our sons with a chemical weapon. They sacrifice their brains.
That's right. I was listening to a fellow who was on your show a while back, a guy named Mark Kornacki, and he was talking about internal exile, you know, in the Soviet Union, you know, in the 30s, I think it was.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you travel basically outside of your house or your neighborhood, and that's the new IRS passport law. The TSA says you're not going to be able to have a job, drive your car, unless the potbellies at the TSA say you can.
Yeah, and he also mentioned that about Molotov, how that guy lived all throughout the whole thing. I think he died.
Everything we saw in the Soviet Union. Listen, the federal government 9 years ago hired former Soviet KGB and Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, on record. This was in, I heard this and didn't believe it. And I went and looked it up in the federal purchase orders. They hired them to come set this up. I mean, that's why it looks just like that, because they hired them to set it up.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're a new listener and you think this stuff's crazy, it is. If you just tuned in for the first time, you're like, man, this guy's crazy. You're right. I've been driven crazy by reality. I found the rabbit hole, and it just gets deeper and deeper. And I found the people running things are the ones that are crazy. Hey, you ever read a history book? You ever seen what elites do everywhere else? Psychos get in control. Scum rises at the top of government and of elites. And good people seldom get together and defeat it. When they do, we get milk and honey like America. Not that the U.S. is perfect, but our media spends all day telling you how bad the U.S. is because it is the holy water compared to the New World Order. It's the answer to the tyranny. It was going in the right direction, so that's why they tear down the Founding Fathers, tear it down all day, and then wrap their tyranny in American flags simultaneously. Will in Oklahoma. We got to move quick, and we'll go to Jamie, Sal, Henry, Barry, and Michigan Truther. Will, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Just real quick to touch on what the caller two calls ago was talking about with the vaccinations. I just had a daughter born about 3 weeks ago, and we're going through all that right now. And I originally went to a establishment-type doctor, which basically shot down all the research that I brought to him and spoke with him about my concerns with
vaccines. They'll lie and tell you there's not mercury in it when it's on the insert. You got to search vaccine-free doctors in the name of your area. You'll find them. Go ahead.
I found a doctor on that website. There's only two in the state of Oklahoma. One of them is in Jinx, and I just went and saw him this last week, and basically said everything that I had studied and found through my own research and through listening to the show, and it basically validated
Government admits that over 200 million Americans contracted cancer from the polio vaccine alone. That's CDC. This is not debatable. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not, and you're exactly right. And the crazy thing was is when we went to the establishment doctor, I spoke about thimerosal and some of the concerns that I had with that, and he basically said that it was just mercury-based and that it was basically kind of good for you. And, I mean, it blew me away, which is what led me
to... No, that's a talking point. Have you heard me play the clip where CBS News says mercury's good for children's brains?
Yeah, oh, yeah, and it was like a flashback when he told me that because I was like, wow, I just heard about this like a week ago on the show.
Sir, all we do is repeat what these psychopaths say.
And the only reason we were doing this is I'm trying to get my girlfriend, who's really not awake yet, to come at least to, you know, see, you know, what we're up against. And
here's an example. California, quote, has an epidemic of whooping cough. That's there were a couple hundred cases. And then it came out in the news, but back of the paper, it was the kids that had the shot. The shot was giving it to them. My mother, triathlete, never gets sick. She took a flu shot because the triathlon folks like a decade ago said, do it. You want to stay, you know, really good for this coming up in a month. She was sick for a month from it. Okay, everybody you know. But then the studies show if you take the vaccine, an average flu shot, it doubles your chances of getting the flu next. Three shots and you double your chances of getting Alzheimer's. Look it up. I appreciate your call. Folks, you cannot make up the magnitude of this. Okay? Look, I just read to you, top scientist, you know, Reuters says reduce population. They're already doing it. It's funny to them. You know about all the medical experiments on the trips? They're doing it to us, okay? It's a death sentence, the entire U.S. military. It takes decades off their life, the DU. You better to smoke 10 packs of Camels every day and drink Jack Daniels, statistically. I've had top scientists on. The DU is a death sentence, and they have them use it. They didn't until 1990 because they don't care anymore. Psychos are in control. You can say what you wanted about our government pre-1990, but they really got evil after that. Let's go ahead and talk to Jamie in Canada. Let's move quick. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're a bulldog, man. I love you.
Love you.
I wanted to bring something to your attention. There was a film I watched. It was called House of Numbers. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I haven't.
Haven't? Definitely watch it. I call it the loose change of the AIDS virus or the AIDS epidemic. If you watch this thing, I was really blown away by it because it basically shows that HIV has been kind of marketed from about the 1980 on as, you know,
it's a cover for a wide spectrum bio attacks. In fact, I just clicked on it and actually found it and was playing it. Yeah, houseofnumbers.com. My dad in the late 80s was like showing me medical documents and stuff. He's a physician about how it was all made up. And I knew that then. It's a totally made up. Go ahead.
These people, they're diagnosed with HIV. They get the scare of their life that stresses them out.
And they kill you with chemotherapy drugs.
Yeah, they shoot them up. Basically, it's the same as cancer. If you,
exactly. But you notice I've never seen the film but already know what's in it because it's totally true. It's a race. There are some race-specific viruses separate from HIV that are designed for Africans, and we have the government documents. That's why you've got African countries with half the population. They've done medical studies where the girls have never had sex, but they've had a vaccine. They give them a bioweapon, kill them, but also have HIV in it to say that's what's killing them. See, it's a cover. And some argue it's a binary weapon as well. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go to Sal in Oklahoma. Sal, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Pleasure to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to really make this point and hope that you can emphasize on this. There's going to be a false flag attack in Chicago this month. You really need to do the research because all the information is there, and it's, I mean, I'm sure on IPM.
Well, sir, we may stop them from the false flag. Yes, it leaked from the Red Cross. They're preparing for the evacuation of Chicago. That's CBS News. We covered it all last week. You must have missed it. And, yes, they've got martial law prepared, but that doesn't mean they're going to pull the trigger. You understand?
Yeah, well, not just that. I mean, if you look at all the propaganda and movies and stuff, it's all Chicago plus.
Well, I know that Larry Silverstein, who owned the World Trade Center, did buy the Sears Tower. So
They suddenly moved the G8, which was supposed to be there. That's
Camp David.
Yeah, they moved it there, but they're still going to go through with the G20 there, and that's where the attack's going to be. I'm sure of it. It's all there, and that's why they're moving CISPA fast, so they can censor the web after the false flag.
No, I hear you, Sal. That's what they're getting, the cybersecurity in place. They admit to shut down the web or redirect it. That's all happening. I said they were going to blow up. I appreciate your call. I said they were going to blow up the World Trade Center before 9/11. I said they do it in the next 2 months. They blame it on Bin Laden. So I understand, you know, when you can see the pieces going together. And I think Chicago is Ron Paul. We talked to Ron Paul last week. He said he's worried about false flag in Chicago. But because we're talking about it, they may back off. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So get the word out. Good job. Henry in Canada, go.
Hola, Senor Jones. Que paso?
Que paso to you. What's on your mind?
I'm just sitting in the kitchen here chopping up some dandelion root from the garden. Good for what ails you?
That sounds Al-Qaeda-ish.
Yep.
That's good for digestion, isn't it?
I just, stuff's getting pretty real here. It's also getting kind of twilight zone. I just posted the coroner story on my Facebook, so who knows, I might be next because,
I think they'll get me and Ron Paul along before you, but we're so visible, maybe not. That's what Jim Garrison taught us. What's on your mind?
They got some dirt on me. I'm a bad man. I gave food to a homeless guy the other day.
Well, they're banning that everywhere. You don't do that.
Yeah, they might take me up in one of those crappy Sea King helicopters owned by Larry Silverstein.
I appreciate your call. We're going to jump now. Who's up next here? I want to get to everybody before we end, like I said I would. Barry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How's it going? Just real quick, I'll be lighting fast here. I can speak real quickly to the call about the police pulling people over in the university.
Yes.
I used to do that job. Basically, security officers on campuses are acting as agents of the property owner.
And yeah, so it's a private property issue, but if it's a state college, I know that's been thrown out in court.
Correct, right, yes, exactly. There's no Fourth Amendment when it's private security because they're not agents of the government. They're private citizens.
And they're using a citizen's arrest power, correct?
Correct, exactly. But basically, the question shouldn't be, can they pull you over? The question should be, do you have to pull over? Because one of the consequences of not pulling over, basically, you can just leave their property and they no longer have authority over you at that point. But don't be surprised if they give you a trespass warning, you're not allowed back on the property. The reason I was calling real quickly is I'm a government employee now, and I received an email from the AFGE, American Federation of Government Employees.
Yes, sir.
And they're basically asking us to fill out a survey to tell them who we think they should support. They're going to support one of the two candidates. They said Romney or Obama. I basically responded with essentially like a manifesto telling them, you know, all the different reasons, basically like a text version of the Obama deception, your movie, how Obama has committed treason, how Romney is so much like him, it's almost like the same person, and basically telling them that we should support Ron Paul. And I sent that back to him. It's just one email they're going to get, but it felt good to at least get
that. Let me tell you, Ron Paul, he just won two more states. He won all the first states. That's now been admitted. He would have been the guy. They cheated him. But again, we run, we show there's fraud, we educate, but it shows we're winning, that they had to steal it from him. People are bummed out about that. No, they shouldn't be bummed out because he's really the winner. It shows we're winning. Let's talk to Michigan Truther. You got 30 seconds and the show's over. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Greetings from Grand Rapids, Michigan, FEMA Region 5.
Yes, sir.
Just want to highlight a couple things. Recently read Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Yes, sir. Available at InfoWars.com. Very powerful.
And he's got another book that's really a mind-blower called the Illuminati Formula to Create a Totally Undetectable Mind Control.
Yeah, that's
slave.
Out of print, or I'd be carrying it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's like $450 on it. I'm trying to get a copy.
You know what? Let's get Fritz back on and help him republish that. Let's get him on about that book. Hey, great job. See you back on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.